auditory adaptation has its essential feature the process of equilibration. The response of a receptor to a steady stimulus declines as a function of time until it reaches
one from the back of a horse. And as he gazed at the slimy reptiles, watching them from the mud, he was struck by how much smaller they appeared from the deck of a boat. He preferred the distance. Something told him, though, that before his journey was over,
into the steaming passion of Janie, a beautiful young thing hired as a secretary in accounting, but promoted rapidly when I decided I needed her on business trips. I divorced Lillian and married Janie, who was 20.
The steady value at which the energy expanded by the receptor is just balanced by the metabolic energy which is available to sustain it. The psychological
he would once again get too close for comfort. The John boat was trailing behind the Santa Laura, would have been used in their search for Rachel Lane. He and Jevy would navigate small rivers, dodge undergrowth, wade through dark, weedy waters.
The counterpart of this is a decline in the apparent magnitude of a stimulus, for example its loudness, during the first few minutes of a presentation.
But oddly, Nate didn't care at the moment. So far as Brazil, he proved himself quite resistant. It was an advantage.
Around the tables, they nudged and elbowed the lawyers, all of whom were remarkably quiet. Wycliffe cleared his throat and leaned one bit closer to the microphone. I'm holding here a one-page document purporting to be a will handwritten by Troy Phelan. I'll read it straight through. The last testament of Troy L. Phelan, I, Troy L. Phelan, being
followed by a period in which the apparent magnitude remains roughly constant. We will not attempt here to give a detailed account of the
22 years younger than I was, and determined to keep me satisfied. She had two